You're listening to the Midday Report with me, Mandy Wiener. In the US, President Donald Trump has now agreed to allow the transition of power to President-elect Joe Biden to begin taking place, although to be clear, he has not conceded the election. Trump says he will continue to fight the results, but the General Services Administration has been given the go-ahead to begin the transition. Emily Murphy, who heads the GSA, has faced increasing pressure to allow this transition to begin, and her refusal to declare Biden the winner meant that his transition team couldn't access federal funding or hold meetings with government officials. Let's speak now to Kate Hunter, who is the U.S. politics editor at Bloomberg. Kate, thanks for your time today on the Midday Report. This letter from Emily Murphy, who heads the GSA, to Joe Biden, it's been made public. What exactly does she say, and what does it mean?
Well, it's something that, you know, we're now 3 weeks out from the U.S. election, which was on November 3rd, and usually this sort of a letter comes pretty quickly right after Election Day. So it's pretty significant that it's taken this long for it to come about. But basically, what it does is it ascertains, is the terminology that's used, the winner of the election. And that's sort of the official thing that needs to happen within the U.S. government to allow the transfer of power to begin. And that releases about $6 million in funds that can be used by the Biden campaign or the Biden transition team now to put people in place. It allows, you know, as you said, people to hold meetings with federal officials. And it, you know, authorizes things like creating temporary office space in many of the, you know, massive government department buildings to allow, you know, the Biden administration folks to begin taking shape there.
But to be clear, Kate, Trump has not conceded. So how much of a concession is this now?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Trump, there's kind of two things going on here. There's, you know, what Trump is saying publicly and what he's sort of doing and signaling privately. And so, yeah, he's not conceded, but it's a bit hard to imagine how he would continue to be president after January 20th, which is Inauguration Day, given that he's basically green-lighted the Biden transition. And so I think that that's led, you know, myself and others to believe that perhaps his refusal to concede may have more to do with trying to raise, continue to raise campaign funds to help pay off his campaign debt, and also potentially with continuing to try and keep the base energized ahead of two Senate runoffs that we know are coming up in early January in Georgia, and that the control of the Senate, whether or not it remains in Republican control, hinges on the outcome of those two races. So it may be part of what Trump is doing here is trying to keep the base energized ahead of those elections.
Trump did tweet yesterday about this transition and what's happening, but many people saying that it didn't quite follow his style, the tweet. Do you get the sense that maybe now he's being convinced that he has to go?
Well, he's certainly under increasing pressure. You know, I think that it's not insignificant that we saw the General Services Administration sort of take this step, you know, after the vote in Michigan, which is a key swing state, was certified yesterday. We also have heard from, I think it's about 9 Republican senators now who have essentially said they think it's time for the transition to begin. So there's a lot of, and also his campaign has been dealt a number of legal setbacks in recent days. And so it's becoming harder and harder to imagine a scenario by which he could not only change the outcome of the election, but also a scenario in which he could continue to keep the posture that he's had for the last 3 weeks and sort of hold up the transition of power. And so I think that was becoming an increasingly untenable position.
And in the interim, Joe Biden has also been announcing members of his senior team, too.
He has, absolutely. So we heard him yesterday name Janet Yellen, who's a former Federal Reserve Chair, as the Treasury Secretary. We've also known that he's named Tony Blinken, who's a longtime aide of his, as Secretary of State. Yesterday also, he named the Homeland Security Department Director, and as well as the Director of National Intelligence, as well as John Kerry, the former Secretary of State during Obama's second term, was named to be his climate czar. And so that's a signal that Biden is going to be elevating the issue of climate change within the White House, which is something he promised to do on the campaign trail. So certainly his administration is beginning to take shape.
Kate Hunter is the U.S. politics editor at Bloomberg. Thank you for your time on the Midday Report today, speaking to us there about President Donald Trump. He's now agreed to allow the transition of power to Joe Biden to begin to take place.